What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled The 4 Types of Women You Have to Deal With in 2024. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Colombia. This is my last day before I go back to America. Now, the thing you guys need to understand is that the plane ride from Miami to here is actually less than the ride from my house to the damn airport. And plane tickets are so cheap, like under $200, not to mention that I have a Spirit Airline MasterCard and I get so much reward points on it that it cost me under $100 to fly from here, from Florida to here and back, you know. So I can come to Colombia pretty much anytime I want. So usually I'd get clinically depressed when I go back to America, especially when I'm in Europe and then I go back to America, because you just can't hop on a plane and go to Europe whenever the fuck you want and then make a U-turn and go back the next day, you know. But with Colombia, simply because it's so cheap and it's so close, you can do that. So it doesn't bother me, guys. So anyways, today's video is the 4 types of women that you have to deal with in 2024. As you guys know, I travel the world. I'm actually in Cartagena right now. Like I said in one of my previous videos, Cartagena now, because of the passport bro movement, it was so bad. Like, this place was literally littered with trash, criminals, and prostitutes. Look, Cartagena was always Colombia's dark underside belly, or the dark side of their underbelly, or whatever it is, you know. It always had drugs, it always had criminals, it always had prostitutes. But the passport bro movement, which pretty much is black people, they put it on steroids and took it to level 9,000. It got so bad that the mayor of Cartagena actually cracked down on criminals, he cracked down on prostitutes, he cracked down on people throwing garbage around, which is a good thing overall. So who'd have thunk that, you know, black people were so bad that they actually did a good thing in the end, you know. But that's in another video. This video is going to be about the 4 types of women you have to deal with in 2024. Before we get into the 4 types of women that you have to deal with in 2024, guys, you need to understand from an Islamic perspective a couple of things. You see, what I'm about to tell you from an Islamic perspective, none of the Muslim scammers out there dare tell you this because it's bad for their business model, you know. You got Muslims out there telling you, oh yeah, bro, you gotta be a Muslim alpha, you gotta wear a diaper on your head, hop on a horse, and go la 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 with a sword, and you know, all of a sudden you're gonna go from a 5'4" Bangladeshi turbo man named Yogi Obes to fucking stud, and you know, woman's pussy is gonna be like Niagara Falls for you, right? So what I'm gonna tell you guys is the harsh black pill truth according to Islam. Those are things that have been verified before Islamically, and those are, first of all, guys, you need to understand that as Satan is about to come into this world, aka the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, or the Mashugana for you dirty Jews out there, Islam tells us women are gonna follow the Antichrist / Dajjal to the point where the only way to keep women from joining Satan is that you physically have to tie him down. Now, this is not religion being metaphorical. It's being literal, okay? To keep women from becoming satanic, you literally have to tie them down. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, I don't feel like tying no hoe down to the ground, okay? That's hadith number one. Hadith number two is that a lot of these women out there, guys, when this is said and done, there's gonna be 50 women led by one man. What this means is that when Satan comes into this world and he gets his ass whipped by God, these women who are waiting for Big Daddy Satan, their true lover, they're going to be like, okay, shit, Satan is not here to help us. We need to find a man, you know. And they're not going to go for fucking Yogi Obes. They're not going to go for Beji. They're not going to go for Sims. They're not going to go, you know. It's going to be we're going to go back to the days of Pharaoh. We're going to go back to the days of King David, where the alpha males got all the pussy. We're going to go back to those days, guys, whether we like it or not. We're going to go back to the day of Pharaoh. We're going to go back to the day of King David. We're going to go back to the day where the alpha male gets all the pussy, okay? And again, these women are expecting Satan to come. See, a lot of people ask me, Amar, why are these women so out of pocket? It's like they want to be horrible. Yeah, they're actually waiting for Satan to come into this world. Guys, women have been property of Satan since the time of Eve. In fact, Islam tells us if it wasn't for Eve, women would not betray their husbands. Guys, it's a woman's genetic code to be satanic, okay? Every woman out there wants to be with Satan. Satan is the ultimate bad boy that every woman out there genuinely desires and genuinely wants. It's just throughout human history, women really never had the opportunity to go full satanic, you know? And the way women become full satanic is when they actually have options and when they're actually able to have some sort of liberation, you know? Today, guys, like I said before, the whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from going full satanic. That's the whole point of the patriarchy. There was no reason to have a patriarchy. Like, for example, like MGTOW, guys, MGTOW is the opposite of a patriarchy because we can go our own way and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy for us, okay? It doesn't affect us, guys, you know? You know, and women have no negative effect on me because I'm MGTOW, right? But for the vast majority of men, they can't go MGTOW. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to get with women, and it's only going to end up consuming them because they got to understand women genuinely are property of Satan, you know. They're saying now that women have become so horrible that they'd go on Tinder and they tell a guy, hey, can you bring a pizza with you? Can you bring some Chinese with you? And then when the guy goes to the girl's house, she takes the food from him and she starts eating the food, burping and farting. And the guy is like, what the fuck is going on here? And he ends up leaving her. And I know this to be true, guys, because I've seen women come to a restaurant with a beta male. Like, I've known women, like personally known women, that their SMV is way higher than some beta male they met on Tinder or on Facebook. And I know for a fact that she's using them for a foodie call. You know, the guy comes over, he buys her meal, you know, that she starts eating, starts looking at her phone, and the guy is sitting there like, oh shit, man, you know, the guy gets a hint, you know, and the girl is like burping and like sitting on her phone, you know, looking at her phone, you know, and the guy is looking around, seeing other dudes looking at him like, bro, you just got scammed by this bitch. You know, eventually he gets the idea and he leaves. So, yeah, I know for an absolute fact that women are going out with inferior men. I'm not saying they're bad men. I'm simply stating that women are going out with guys who have low SMV just to take advantage of them. And again, these women are waiting for Satan. A lot of guys out there, they're wondering, Amar, how in the world can a woman be 35 fucking years old? She got gray pubes. You know, she probably has one or more eggs left in her before she can't have children anymore. What is this bitch waiting for? Yeah, she's waiting for Satan. Guys, women are property of Satan. They always been property of Satan since Eve, okay? It's just that throughout human history, they never had the option to exercise where they can actually fully operate on their desire to be with Satan, their one and true lover, okay? Today, I don't even have to sit here and tell you through liberation, technology. I don't even have to sit here and tell you how women have all the abilities in the world to be truly Satan's property, okay? So the four types of women we have to deal with today if you guys do want relationships. And again, this is pretty much pick your poison, you know. Do you want a poison that's gonna kill you nice and quick? Do you want a poison that's gonna make you sick and feel bad for 20 years? What type of poison do you want, okay? Do you want a poison where a woman is gonna nag and then, you know, 20, 30 years when you're like 60, 70 years old, you know, you finally have a heart attack and die because you were so stressed? Do you want a woman who is borderline personality disorder, who's going to divorce rape you, accuse you of fucking rape and shit like that, and you end up shooting yourself in the head or, you know, overdosing? So what type of poison do you want when it comes to the four types of women we have today? So once you guys understand that women genuinely are property of Satan, Satan is going to come into this world, and women are literally waiting for Satan with open arms and open legs, then we can go into what I'm about to tell you when it comes to the four types of women we have to deal with in this current world order, okay, guys? Woman number one, the prostitute, okay? A lot of prostitutes out there, a lot of undercover prostitutes out there. I know, I was married to one of them, dudes, okay? A lot of women, guys, if the bitch is an 8 or above, or even an adjustable 7, she's selling pussy. Period. Point blank. Mic drop. Boom shakalaka laka laka laka. If the bitch is an 8 or even an adjustable 7 and above, she's selling pussy, okay? So, you got yourself the prostitute, okay? Then after that, you have the gold digger. This is the type of woman who just, I just want money. That's all I want, okay? I just want money, okay? The third type of the woman is the woman that's so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her. And woman number four is a career woman who's like, I just want a baby and a man to pay my bills, okay? So those are the four types of women that you guys have to deal with. And I'm going to say them one more time, okay? The number one type of woman out there is the prostitute. If she's a 7 or adjustable 7 and above, she's selling pussy. She's a prostitute, okay, guys? The second type of woman you guys have to deal with is a gold digger. This is a woman who just, again, she wants nothing but money. That's all she cares about, okay? As long as you have money and you're willing to spend said money on her, she's gonna be with you. Okay, the third type of woman, a woman so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her, okay? The first type of woman, that's going to be the woman that is a career woman, but at that point, she just wants a baby and just a man to pay for the rest of her life. That's the four types of women you guys, that's the four types of woman you guys have to choose from in 2024. There is no other type of woman out there, guys, okay? I know some people out there believe in unicorns. They believe in finding the good woman. No, no, no. Again, guys, can't stress this enough, dudes. Women are property of Satan, okay, guys? Women are waiting for Satan to come into this world, okay? Like Islam said, again, the two hadiths is that you will physically have to tie a woman down to keep her from joining Satan, okay? And again, I don't know about you, but I ain't tying down no sharmuta, okay? Secondly, there'll be 50 women to be led by one man. That's because when God defeats Satan, these women are gonna be like, oh shit, my true lover Satan isn't gonna help me, so let me find the next type of person that I can monkey branch to, which is gonna be, you know, the human alpha male, okay? And thirdly, guys, Islam tells us the vast majority of inhabitants of the hellfire are indeed women because they're ungrateful, they're sharmutas, they're just horrible people, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand when it comes to women out there, because a lot of you Muslim guys out there are finding out the hard way and you're shocked, okay? A lot of Muslim guys are like, oh my God, I can't believe this woman was a prostitute. I can't believe this woman, only thing she cares about is money. I can't believe this woman is so fucking ugly. What am I doing with a fugly woman? I can't believe, you know, that this woman never loved me. She just wants a baby and, you know, me to take care of her. That's it, you know? It's like, yeah, dudes, it's like, that's what the black pill is, dudes. The black pill is a Nagasaki Hiroshima truth, you know? The Syrian subhuman Saint Hamoudi said, you know, nothing stands in the way of the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill, you know, okay? All these Muslim, see, this is why the Muslim grifters hate the black pill, because the black pill destroys all their falsehoods, okay? Again, these Muslim grifters out there are trying to sell you a Muslim alpha course, you know, what are they telling you? Wear a fucking diaper on your head, hop on a fucking horse and go la 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 with a sword? Come on, man. What type of bullshit is this, you know? So the black pill is the truth. The black pill is the way. And you guys out there watching this video, you gotta understand, man. Don't be shocked. You know? Don't be shocked when that girl you've known all of your life is a fucking prostitute. Don't be shocked when that girl that you thought was the girl next door turns out to be a money-grubbing gold digger, okay? Don't be surprised, you know, that the respectable career woman, she never loved you. Don't be surprised with that, okay? The only thing here out of the four types of women that Muslims are accustomed to is the ugly woman, okay? Because you guys need to understand, from a biological perspective, we as men, we want to take care of our own kids. Ain't no man want to take care of another man's kids, dudes. That's just how, that's fucking biology, okay? So, what a lot of Muslim guys would do is that they would marry a Muslim woman who is so fugly that not even a dog would look at her. And that's how they would know that the kid is going to be mine, because, you know, fucking not even fucking Chad Light is going to stick his dick in her pussy, you know. Guys, I've seen Muslim women so fugly out there that I'd be like, I can't even look at this bitch, you know. That's how fugly she is. And yet there are Muslim guys out there who are sticking their dick in that woman. They're looking at her on a daily basis. And it's like, come on, man. Come on, man. So, in conclusion, in Cartagena, guys, the weather here sucks. It's actually worse in Florida because it's closer to the equator. But when there's a breeze, it's actually not bad. But if there's no breeze out here, guys, I mean, the Atlantic Ocean is literally a couple of hundred feet that way, you know. But if you're closer to the city inside and there's no breeze, woo, you would be sweating like a pig. And I'm telling you guys, you know, during the day, the hot sun, no breeze, you can't even get the fuck out of your house, man. That's how bad it is. Even inside of your house, it's fucking hot unless you got an air con. Guys, if you ever come to Cartagena, okay, you gotta have an air condition. I don't care if it's an Airbnb, I don't care if it's a hotel. You got to have fucking AC in Cartagena. And guys, again, there is no such thing as cold year, hot year, okay? Because Colombia is closer to the equator, weather is the same. You can come back here in 3 months, half a year, 9 months, weather here is gonna be the same goddamn thing, you know? So if you ever come to Cartagena, but look, any place in, okay, here's what you guys need to understand. Some of you guys already know this, but I'm gonna say this for the people out there who don't know it, okay? Colombia is a hot country, okay, guys? Colombia is muy caliente, okay? Why? Because it's close to the equator. Now, why is Bogota cold? Why is Medellin cool? It's because they're high up in the mountains, okay? If you are in Colombia and you're at sea level or very close to sea level, it's gonna be hella hot. If you think Florida is bad, okay, Colombia is hella worse than Florida if you are at sea level or close to sea level, okay? This is why yesterday when I was at Guatapé, which is 5,000 feet above the sea, I loved it because, you know, the higher you are, the colder it is. You know, that's just how it is, okay, guys? So, yeah, Colombia isn't bad. You just have to find the right place to be, okay, guys? Cartagena is very expensive. Personally, I don't like it. Not because it's expensive, well, that has to do with it, but because of the fucking heat. Again, Cartagena, Barranquilla, Santa Marta, just about any place in Colombia that's at sea level, it's gonna be like this. Maybe even worse, especially, you know, if you're like in the middle of Colombia, you're away from the beach and you're at sea level, dude, you're gonna be fucking sweating like a pig there, you know? So, yeah. And another thing about Colombia, guys, is that in Colombia, like, because it's all mountainous and the roads are like one way, you know, they don't have 4-lane highways or 8-lane highways like we do in America. Like, the maximum you're gonna go on roads here in Colombia would probably be like 80 kilometers or like what, 55 miles an hour. You guys have to keep in mind, man, you got 1-lane roads, okay? You got buses, you got trucks. You're going through mountains, so really, how fast can you possibly go, right? This is why Colombia is perfect for motorcycles, you know, because at the end of the day, 55 miles an hour is the maximum you can go simply because, you know, you're going around mountains and, again, one-lane highways, you know. If you're going to follow a fucking truck or a fucking bus, you know, what you're going to do, right? I mean, at least with a motorcycle, you can go around them, you know. You don't want to go around them and you're going down the mountain or around the mountain, obviously, you know. Last thing you want is to go, is to pass a truck with another truck coming the other way, you know. That's not going to be good for you, but, yeah. Colombia, guys, is good. You can actually find decent women here in Colombia. But I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, guys, okay? You gotta know the culture. You gotta know the language. You gotta have some sort of fucking roots in the city, okay? Don't fucking do what the passport bros do. You know, fly down from Miami, you know. Fucking you clock out at fucking Popeyes at 5 o'clock. You know, you come here by fucking 8, 9 o'clock. And then, you know, fucking Sunday night or Monday morning, you're back, you know, flipping burgers at Popeye and think to yourself, oh, man, I got me a baddie in Colombia. No, dude, these are prostitutes. That's just how it is, you know. So for those of you who are looking for that fucking unicorn out there, guys, you know, there is no such thing as unicorns. It's just that, again, you gotta pick your fucking poison, dudes. That's what I'm telling you. You gotta pick your fucking poison when it comes to women, okay? You know, I told you the four categories of women. You know, there's a fifth category, which is probably the unicorn, in all honesty. That's what I'm looking for, you know. But here's the thing, you know, the unicorn is a virtuous, respectable woman, but these women would rather focus on their careers, okay? Like, for example, when I was coming here from Medellin at the airport, a lot of hotties working at the airport, you know, gate agents, ticketing, stuff like that. Well, that's an easy job, you know. They're you know, that's a job that's always in demand. It's an easy job. It's in the air condition. It's a respectable job, you know. It's a job that, you know, they're pretty much going to have for life. So when you have a respectable, virtuous woman, she's working an easy job, making decent money, why would she want to get married for, you know? That's the thing you guys need to understand is, why would a modern woman want to get married, okay? This is something that a lot of guys out there, in particular Muslim guys, need to understand. There's really no incentive for a woman to get married, if you think about it, other than, you know, she's a fucking gold digger, she's a fucking prostitute who's looking for a hit and run, which means, you know, she marries you, divorces you, takes, you know, a lot of your shit. Somebody on MGTOW TV the other day said women have a checklist to go by, and they're like, oh, I want a baby, man, I want money, man, I want a lavish trip, a man. But if they don't have the checklist, then they don't need a man, you know? That's just how it is. So the fifth type of woman, which again is a virtuous, respectable woman, she doesn't need a man. It's like, why? I'm making my own money. I like my job. It's an easy job. It's always going to be in demand. What the fuck am I going to do with a man? See, this is what I want every... This is the second most important thing in the video, guys, is that when it comes to these decent, virtuous women, they genuinely don't want a man because they're satisfied with what they have. Again, like the guy on MGTOW TV said the other day, I forgot the channel name, women have a checklist, okay? If that checklist does not include a man, they don't need a man. And you can't tell them Allah, Muhammad, Buddha, Moses, you know, you can't tell them, you know, this is what religion said. Again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? So you can't tell a woman, oh yeah, you have to get married. You can't tell them that, dude. You know, at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, women are sentient beings, you know? What are you going to do? Are you going to put a gun to a woman's head and say, oh yeah, you have to get married because reasons? You can't do that, okay, dudes? So I don't want any guy out there watching this video to get shocked or surprised or let down when they start to experience more and more and more of women. Honestly, guys, I would say this video is under 30 minutes, you know. would honestly say that this is probably one of the most important videos for men out there to watch. I honestly believe for millions, if not billions of dudes out there, this would probably be the most important video for them to watch, because it's going to explain so many things. We're using logic, we're using reason, we're using religion. Guys, see, this is why the CIA doesn't want me to make it big on the social media, okay, guys? As you guys know, they deleted my big YouTube channel back in 2019, almost 5 years ago, okay? This channel, I mean, look, I have been stuck at 2,699 subscribers for fucking over a year. And every time I'm like, all right, I'm going to be at 2,700 subs. You know, every time I upload a video to YouTube, it goes down from 2,699 subscribers to like 2,695 subscribers. It's like every time I upload a video, I lose some subscribers. Trust and believe, somebody at the CIA is laughing at me, okay, guys? And if you go on Google and you type in MGTOW on Google, MGTOW TV doesn't show up. I dare anybody watching this video, go on Google, type in MGTOW. Don't type MGTOW TV, because if you type MGTOW TV, it's gonna show up. Because if it doesn't show up, if you hit MGTOW TV, then it's no longer a conspiracy theory that they don't want us there, okay? By the way, guys, you can't advertise MGTOW on Google. I tried it, okay? This is why. I know a lot of you guys are like, yo, Amar, you know, why don't we have new blood on MGTOW TV? Because I can't advertise MGTOW TV, you know? They won't let me advertise MGTOW TV on Google, man. You guys are more than welcome to advertise MGTOW TV on Google if you can, but they won't let you. No, they won't, you know? So, but going back to what I was saying about the whole MGTOW thing is that they don't want this knowledge to go out, okay? This is why they hate MGTOW, okay? At the end of the day, they want guys to worship the golden vagina. At the end of the day, they want guys to go die for the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, okay? This is why Trump is going to be president, okay? Like TFM said, okay? Trump is going to have us, you know, rally around the golden V and go die for God's chosen people, right? That's exactly what's gonna happen. And even Sheikh Imran Hussein called Trump the greatest con man of our time. And Trump is a con man. I mean, a lot of people out there think that this guy is fighting the good fight. It's like, come on, man. Can't you see that this guy, Trump, is a fucking con man? You know, Trump from a political level is the equivalent of Elon Musk from a technological perspective. You know, a lot of people think Elon Musk is like fucking Tony Stark. You know, it's like Elon Musk is probably the stupidest Jew out there. If you listen to Elon Musk talk for 5 seconds, you guys would be like, how the fuck can this guy walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, man? That's how dumb Elon Musk is. Yet the Jews make it seem as if he's the most smartest person on the face of the planet. And then you guys look at Trump, you know, all he, and what did Trump do for 4 years? You know, USA, USA, that's all he did for 4 years. Yet inflation is because of Trump. Like TFM said, Trump has printed out more money than any other president in the history of the US. So inflation is because of Trump. These lockdowns, these Camerona vaccines, you know, Project Warp Speed that Trump brought in, you know, the red flag laws. For those of you who don't know, the red flag laws is when somebody says, oh yeah, I don't like that guy over there, they come and take your guns. Red flag laws are the most anti-gun laws in US history. Guess who passed it? Trump, you know. Yet you guys think Trump is Jesus Hitler, right? No. At the end of the day, Trump is a fucking con man. By the way, guys, I'm running for president, okay? Go to FEC, which stands for the Federal Election Committee, FEC.gov. Type in Amar Metwali. I am legitimately running for president of the United States of America as a write-in candidate. I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, well, weren't you born in Egypt? Well, you know who else wasn't born in America? McCain, Obama, and fucking Ted Cruz. Yet they all ran for president, right? Guys, you gotta use your motherfucking brain, dudes, okay? Let's go back to fucking 1785, okay? You're an American citizen. You're in fucking France. Your wife is pregnant, okay? You find out she's 4 or 5 months pregnant. What the fuck are you gonna do? Are you gonna hop on a fucking boat in the dangerous ocean, spend half a year to go back to America so your wife can have birth on a fucking boat so your kid can be an American citizen? Hell no, motherfucker. You ain't gonna do that nigger shit. So if your parents are American citizen and you're born overseas and you happen to be born overseas, guess what, motherfucker? You're a natural born American citizen. Yeah, now you guys know how I can run for fucking president of the United States of America. So if any of you guys out there are not gonna vote, or you want to have a throwaway vote, vote Amar Mitwali. A vote for me is a shot over the bow telling the dirty Jews, we're gonna get you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, God willing, we're gonna get the dirty Jews and their Shabbat goy. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.